Good morning. Thank you all very much for being here this morning. I am reminded, as I hear everybody sing, how great it is to gather together and to remember Jesus, to remember our salvation, the power of God's word, the love we have for one another. I love you all. Thank you for being here. Special thanks to our visitors from Lebanon, Brother Mike and Sister Kirsten. Appreciate you guys visiting with us. Our lesson this morning is titled, Deeds. So I ask us this morning, what deeds have you done? Those that are praiseworthy or those that are, well, let's look at this passage real quick. Because their deeds were evil, because their deeds should be exposed. Now, how many of us have hidden things from one another in our lives? How many of us, thanks, Brother Ed, for being honest. Appreciate that. He picked up the bolt and put it on his face. He wasn't fanning himself. But it's unique because Jesus said here, because their deeds were evil, they love the darkness more than light. I don't know about you, but I struggle to see why people don't follow Jesus. And we plead with one another, and we plead with our family members, and we plead with our co-workers to follow Jesus. But Jesus says they'd rather love darkness than the light. Now I mentioned, lest his deeds be exposed. Everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come in light, lest his deeds should be exposed. Now we think about that, folks. We keep asking ourselves, why doesn't that brother or sister come back? Why has that person fallen away? Why doesn't that person want to commit to Jesus? And it's sometimes, folks, in our lives, it's because our deeds will be exposed. We've got to confront sin, folks, when we gather together. When we partake of these emblems to remember how ugly sin is and the cost that was paid for sin. That's how God's holy word works in our lives, folks, convicting us, reminding us that he created us, that he expects us to live in righteousness, and we can only do that and be perfected through the blood of Christ by following him. We talked about it in Bible study this morning. We reason with each other. Is it easier to follow Jesus and live a Christian life, or is it easier to live for yourself and live in the world? And if you don't believe it's easier in Jesus, I'll pray for you. I plead for you to recognize it's far easier having Jesus on your side. Have you done deeds, brothers and sisters in Christ, that can clearly be seen? Have they been done in God? Obviously, there's evil deeds. Okay? How many of us hide what we eat? I'm not saying that's evil. Okay? Or how much we eat. I'm not saying that's evil. But we have a habit of our little compartment of not sharing. Okay? And sometimes our habits, though not sinful, transfer over into habits in our spiritual life, and we start hiding things. Little evil, little hate, little discontent, little malice, little gossip. All things that are sinful according to God's holy word. God's holy word, we gather together and look at it, is to remind us what's evil so we don't partake in those things. And it also exposes those deeds. Now, how many of us have done things in our lives that we do not want to share with others? We do not want to be exposed. Well, we're reading about that in the news now, aren't we? It happens to all of us, folks. How many of us are in a relationship for a long time and we still hear about something we did 20 years ago? That ought not be so, brothers and sisters in Christ. Okay? Where's the forgiveness? Okay? I'm not saying that we shouldn't learn. Okay? But we should be able to forgive. You know, God's word doesn't say forget. Only God can forgive. God has the power to forgive and forget. We don't have that power. We have the power in our midst from God's holy word and understanding his spirit to forgive. I'll tell you what, there's things in my life I want to forget. It's not going to happen. But I'm thankful that God's holy word promises that he has done that. Because that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to remind us of our iniquities. He wants to remind us of our evil deeds. He wants to expose us. How many of us made a mistake at work and wish we could take it back? Something we said, something we done. Thanks be to God that Jesus has cleansed us from those sins with his blood. And we can move on. Thanks be to God, the times when I start to do that and I say, oh, not today. Right? Last week I talked a little bit about being like Coach Ditka, right? Not today. I'm going to be like Coach Jesus. I want to tell you it is written. I'm going to tell you Jesus doesn't want me to act that way. Jesus doesn't want me to treat you that way. Folks, there's people I got to pray to forgive every day on the way to work. Every day. I need to pray, and I pray most of the time on the way to work for those people that I'm supposed to love. Love all people. I got to work on it because I'm going to follow Jesus. I want my deeds to be seen clearly. We should want our clearly to be seen. Our deeds. Not that we should run about, let the right and the left hand know what we're doing. Okay? Not to be puffed up. But not to be ashamed that we're walking in the light. That we're following Jesus. Being confident in our faith. Deeds done in God go with clearly seen deeds. As we look at that passage, obviously that passage in John, okay, is not the most quoted passage that we see hung on the football stadiums and on signs, you know, at athletic events and certain things. Okay, we see this verse, or part of this, one of these verses in here. Jesus mentions these things about deeds, okay, after he mentions this passage and these thoughts. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Folks, it's a treasure and a blessing in our lives to know that Jesus came to save the world, not to condemn the world. Because what the world wants to do is condemn everybody else, to make themselves feel righteous and right. And we can only be righteous and right through Jesus. Here's what Jesus did. So I ask us to look at this passage. Jesus mentioned evil deeds and righteous deeds, or clearly seen deeds, or deeds done in God, after he said this passage. So what kind of deeds are in this passage? Jesus' deeds. Oh, Jesus said, follow me. Jesus said, what? He was lifted up. He's going to have to be lifted up. He gave eternal life. And he saved the world. Those are the deeds that Jesus did. Then he turns around and asks us to follow him. by not doing these deeds and not loving these things that create these deeds. And God the Father gave his Son. One of the most convicting things daily in my life is recognizing the importance of God giving his Son for us. And Jesus and God's deeds. I get busy. I gotta cook. I gotta work. I gotta serve. I've gotta do this. I gotta do that. I got so busy and so stressed out, I don't even take time to thank God for just breathing. You know, being the old fat guy I am. Supposed to laugh. Okay? But I'm old and fat in Jesus and in Christ and saved by the blood of the Lamb, and I'm so thankful of that, folks. What happens when people give up and stop walking by faith? They forget how important the deeds that Jesus and God the Father are. They forget that we need to be in contact with the blood of Christ. We need to be in his word. We need to be following him. We need to, as we studied in our lesson this morning, continue to work. To work. I am now looking forward to retirement. Ha! I never thought I'd say that. I like spending money too much. I like having things. But I get tired of the drama. I get tired of the stress. Maybe there's going to be stress and drama in retirement. But hopefully more controllable on my behalf. I have a wonderful wife that doesn't bring much drama or stress to my life. And I'm very thankful for that. I say much because if I said none, you know, some of that's brought on by my perception too, not by her. Helping people to follow Jesus. I think about that too. Are there any of the people I work with that I am being some type of a positive example on? Would they be in contact with me or with Jesus if I was not a part of their life? Do we perceive ourselves as someone who is doing deeds worthy of the kingdom that can clearly be seen, that are in God? Some of the deeds talked about in the Old Testament, just briefly, in Psalms 105. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. God created the heavens and the earth. We're just trying to understand them. Had someone tell me in the last, maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I said, there's only two things. You know, we talked about our documents being at work. Our drawings and our specifications, they can be living and breathing because they're not complete, they're not perfected, they're mistakes, sometimes they're cut and paste. So we got to work to make sure we understand those documents so we provide the owner what he's bought, so they were contractually acceptable. But I've said, okay, then let's work through these things to make sure we all understand them correctly. I said, there's two things to it. I said, Constitution of the United States, not a living, breathing document. God's holy word. Well, after the fact, one of the guys came up to me and says, you know, God's word was written by men. I said, yes, but men inspired by the Holy Spirit. And after that, I didn't reason much with him. There was another person there. We're actually looking and working. Okay? But that's the difference between someone walking by faith and living and being guided by God's Holy Spirit, somebody that's not. They put their trust in what they know and what they can achieve and what they've learned in the wisdom of men instead of the wisdom of God. Make known his deeds among the people. His deeds are evident right here in his holy word. His love for us and mankind is evident right here in His Holy Word. Psalms 106, it is written, "Thus they provoked Him to anger with their deeds, and the plague broke out among them." How many of us in our lives have angered God? I have. I'm not going to share how, but I know I have. Because I have done works that need to be repented of. I have fought things that need to be repented of. And when I trivialize them, or I push them off to the side, or I continue in that sin, or those thoughts, brothers and sisters in Christ, I anger God. What happens when you've made your mom or dad mad? And I ain't talking about you as I'm disappointed in you. Okay? Because you know what? There's times when God says, "I'm disappointed in you." And there's times when God says, "I'm sick and tired of you doing that." Now, maybe you never said that to your kids before. I don't say it very much. Maybe a handful of times in life, Hannah? Maybe more than a handful. Okay. I'm not going to get a buy-in from her on that. But folks, brothers and sisters and friends, let's not anger God. Let's turn away from sin. Let's not play the game of "I can get away with this, nobody else knows." It's not the case. It's not the case. Because, you know, the bad thing about it is, folks, once a little bit of this is okay, then a little bit of this is okay, and a lot of this is okay. And you wonder, what happened to that person? It's okay to miss one service. It's okay to miss two services. It's okay not to go. It's okay. I can make God happy right where I'm at, not going to worship service. Folks, that type of mentality is a deed that angers God. God wants us here, among those. God wants us open in His holy word so it can work on our hearts. Psalms 141 is written, "Let the righteous strike me, it shall be a kindness. And let him rebuke me, it shall be as excellent oil. Let my head not refuse it. For still my prayer is against the deeds of the wicked." For still my prayer is against the deeds of the wicked. Folks, pray for those who despitefully use you. Jesus is an example that enables us to know what to do about our deeds. Some of our deeds are our thoughts, folks. And those are the things that we need to be honest with our God and Father about. To pray about them. To pray about them. To ask for our understanding to be correct when we gather together and reason from God's holy word. Have an open heart. How many times in God's word did Jesus say, "Ye stiff-necked and circumcised"? Ye stiff-necked. How many times in our lives has God's holy word said, "You need to repent"? You need to repent. You need to turn away from that deed, that thought. Proverbs, it is written, "Even a child is known by his deeds, whether he has done what he has done is pure and right." Now, we have a handful of children here. We don't have, because of people traveling and stuff, we have a handful of families that aren't here. But we're blessed with multiple little children running around. And if I was asking you to write the best thing about every little child that's here and the worst thing about every little child that's here, everybody would have something to write. "I wish that kid would do this. I wish that kid would do that." That kid just brings so much joy to my life. Now, if we were to write a good thing and a bad thing about each and every one of us here, good deeds or bad deeds,
Do you see it? This is the best thing I think you do in your life. Do you see it? This is what I don't like. Okay? Guess what? What I don't like doesn't matter.
What you don't like doesn't matter. That's one of the reasons we're here. To give up the dislikes. To give up the hatred. To not judge one another by deeds, but judge us by being perfected in by the blood of Christ. Of people walking by faith, not people that have made mistakes in their lives. We of all people, God's people, should rise above that in our lives and see through the eye of faith. In Romans chapter 2, it is written, therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you judge practice the same things. But we know that the judgment of God is according to the truth against those who practice such things. And you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, his forbearance, long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds. Eternal life to those who, by patiently continuance in doing good, seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and who do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath and tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also the Greek, but glory and honor and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for there is no partiality with God. Kind of what, I wanted to bring this passage up this morning, but it's part of the lesson, so I didn't, in our Bible study. According to each one of his deeds, eternal life, wrath, tribulation, anguish, glory, honor, and peace. I'm looking forward to retirement. I think it's going to be full of glory and full of honor and full of peace. And I'm mistaken, because God's holy word says if I'm following Jesus, my life should have glory, honor, and peace in it. Not the glory in myself, but the glory in him. The glory in my faith and my confidence in him because of his precious promises. I'm just preaching to myself this morning. Rise up. Don't wait to grab a hold of the glory, honor, and peace who works what is good. Embrace it now. Embrace it now. On the way up here, I just wanted to, for some reason, scream, old George Costanza, serenity now! And from following Jesus, I should be saying, glory and honor and peace now, please! And that's what I did. I said, God, I need some peace. It's not things are bad, I'm just so busy. I can't, there's too much to do in a day. But I will press on for the mark, for the high calling is called in Christ Jesus. In 2 John chapter 1, it is written, for many deceivers has gone out in the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we do not lose those things that we work for, but that we may receive a full reward. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him, for he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Folks, that's a tough passage. That's just like loving your enemies. That's just like turning the other cheek. That's recognizing, folks, just because somebody says they're a Christian doesn't mean that they have God. Not that we need to be judgmental, no. But to recognize, not to throw our pearls before swine. To make sure that we just, you know, a little bit of this is okay, you know. Folks, a little bit of leaven, leaven's a whole lump, Jesus said. We need to be cautious. Be confident that the doctrine that Jesus and the apostles left, we're following. And we are. Thanks be to God. That's another reason I love you guys, because you're following Jesus. You're following the doctrine he left. You're an encouragement to me, so I don't give up. I'm not on an island. You are not on an island alone. Look around. How many folks we got this morning? 49. Pushing 50. See, I'm going to say 50. Because Jesus is here. Okay? We are not alone in our walk with Jesus. In our walk of faith. Our last passage this morning. Lesson is yours. From Romans 4. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. One of the things I said earlier in our lesson this morning, brothers and sisters and friends, let us not lose sight of the deeds God has done for us and the deeds Jesus has done for us. If you've not placed your faith, your heart, your salvation into Jesus, we invite you and plead you to do that this morning by being baptized into him. Have your sins washed away by his blood. There's deeds in your life that are hidden, you want exposed, you want to get rid of them. There's no better time to take care of that now. With prayer, or on your behalf, or prayer on our behalf, as we stand and sing Selected Hymn this morning.
Wonderful story.